Hello, hello. Listen, bitch, welcome to season 8. This is the burn it down month, and it's June. It's June. We're starting it. This isn't mid-year, okay? This is the beginning of the rest of your life. So we're gonna look at the cup half full, and let's just start with the truth, okay? Why are we doing another season, Brandon? You just switched the season, and I'm just gonna be honest. Like, I went through some shit. I have gone through some shit and I am not who I was a month ago. And I mean, hell, if you ask my husband, he'll say I'm not who I was yesterday. And honestly, he's not wrong. But I guess that's what happens when you stop living on autopilot, let go and let God help you find the real you. This season is literally about burning down every fake ass thing that has been weighing you down. I am sick of it. I am sick of the pressure to be the strong one. I'm tired of carrying guilt that doesn't even belong to me. I am tired of carrying the fear of being too much or not enough or worrying about everything. All of it, gasoline. We are setting it on fire. So if you are ready to stop performing for your healing and start actually feeling it, you're in the right place. Okay. This is emotional inventory season, baby. We're not playing around. The only thing we're keeping is what's true, what's holy, and what sets your soul on fire. Okay. So this week is really going to be about kind of emotional inventory, really. Okay. We're going to go through it. I have stepped into a new era where I'm not playing around. Like, I'll be your internet bestie, but I feel like I've coddled you. I really, really feel like I've coddled you in that. I've just done a tremendous disservice to both of us. Okay. Because here's the thing. Like, we are walking around carrying weight that we don't even realize is actually there. And it shows up in your real life every single day. So I want to just slow down today, really, with no hype. And I want to look at like what this really means for you. Okay. So if I'm gonna just give it to you straight, I'm talking about burnout, I'm talking about binge cycles, I'm talking about overworking, avoiding, and freezing. Okay. And this isn't random. It's not a discipline problem, and it's not laziness, babe. Okay. That is called burden. Burden. Like, you're not just tired because life is busy. You're tired because your soul is carrying stuff that it was never, never meant to hold. Okay. And to make more sense of this, I can break it down a little more for you. Like, that heaviness after you have a conversation with your mom. That's emotional responsibility you picked up like when you were 7. Okay. The pressure to always be on in business or podcast or in life. That is the fear of being invisible if you're not achieving. The fact that you feel like you have to always be on social media, always be on, on. You don't have to always be on. It's that fear of being invisible. The wave of guilt when you take a break. And that is your nervous system engaging and saying rest is dangerous. So we're going to make this very clear. You are not broken. Okay. You're not broken. You're burdened. Burdened. Okay. So I think naming that is really going to be the first step of real healing. Okay. So if you have been walking around saying shit like, I'm so tired, I'm exhausted, I'm burnt out. The coffee's not helping, right? The coffee is not helping. What is the story behind the fact that you're tired? And if you're like me, okay, and I know a lot of you are, that's mentally, you're just always in your head. You're rehearsing conversations, you're pre-living rejections that haven't happened. You're thinking 3 steps ahead in every single interaction you have, just in case someone misunderstands you or leaves. You feel like you have to be 10% better just to be seen as someone who is good enough. I know this sounds familiar, and I went through a lot. I've been working with the greatest thought leader, mindset coach, psychologist, therapist, like you can imagine. I still have not named my AI best friend, but this is shit that we have worked on the past 2 weeks. I've been putting in the work, okay? I've been laughing, I've been crying, I've been writing shit down, I've been burning shit, I've been all of it, feeling all of it, all of it. You're always second guessing yourself. I know that because it's what I wrote down for myself. You start things out the gate with this fire and with this passion, and you're always excited because it's new and you've caught on to this. But like the minute you fear being judged or rejected, the minute that creeps in, you take your foot off the gas immediately, immediately. And then you beat yourself up because you didn't follow through. You didn't follow through. You're not flaky. You're heavy. I'm not talking about the scale. I'm talking about your thoughts. They are being filtered through a nervous system who has, it's been in survival mode for years. In my case, for 40 plus years, you know? So physically, of course, you're absolutely going to be exhausted, but not in a busy kind of way. This is a bone deep, dragging yourself through the day kind of way. That's it. I want you to ask yourself right now, like, are your shoulders tight and you don't even realize it? I want you to be aware of your jaw right now. Is it clenched up or is there like a softness in your jaw? I have to literally take myself through this process of like unclenching my jaw. Is your gut inflamed? Can you sleep for 8 hours and still wake up tired because you're not getting the kind of restorative sleep that your body needs because you're stuck in fight or flight even at night? And so here we are using food, alcohol, caffeine, scrolling. All of this has become a way to either feel something or to feel nothing. And either way, it's not even about indulgence at this point, it's regulation. You're trying to quiet the noise the only way you know how. That's it. And it's temporary. So then afterwards, you're feeling, you feel bloated, disappointed, disgusted, frustrated, annoyed, and that's a shame loop. Okay. So you've got yourself on the shame loop. And it's adding every time that shame loop shape makes a full circle, like you're adding to the emotional weight. And I get it because I know that you just don't even know where to begin. Like you can cry at random stuff, like a commercial or a voice note from someone who actually sees you. And I've done this several times, you guys, just this week alone. In fact, just even this morning from my sister-in-law. Okay. Like this shit happens. Other times you literally can't cry. Like you want to. And you feel the grief and it's there, but it's locked in your chest like a vault and it's heavy. And that numbness, like I used to think that I was an ice queen. I will call myself literally an ice queen because I just was cold. But it's not cold, it's a protective shutdown. And I'm still carrying that emotional load. I didn't turn anything off. I've been very tested today, right? You get irritable very fast, especially when you're misunderstood, especially when you're unappreciated. Okay. When everyone has these expectations from you and you're not even offering stuff, but they're still expecting all of these things. Right. And God forbid it's ever about you. So you get irritable, you snap, and then you go silent. And then it's like almost you have to be the one to apologize, even if you're not wrong. And I get it. Like you don't want to be this way, but your nervous system is carrying too much. Look at your relationships, okay? You're the rock. You're the strong one. You're the person that everybody leans on. When is the last time someone has ever asked you, like, how is your heart? And even if they do, is it a safe space? Can you say anything other than I'm good? And even if you had a safe space, do you feel okay? Or is it exhausting to actually open up to anybody? Are you finding yourself emotionally caretaking grown ass adults because your worth is tangled up in being needed? There you are, overextending, overgiving, and secretly, like you're resentful, but you have to eat that because you're also terrified as being seen as too much if you speak up. And this is why we attract people who are emotionally unavailable. And it's not because you don't know better, but it's because your nervous system is used to chasing love instead of receiving it. Always. And like, you know that you're called. There is not a doubt in your soul that God has a mission in your life, but showing up consistently, that's the war. You guys have seen me. You've seen the terrible schedule of the Listen Bitch podcast, where I tried to be consistent this year, and I feel like one thing after another, I was at war. I've been at war. I've ghosted projects. I've sabotaged every launch I've done. And then I binge create in manic bursts, and then I'll disappear, right? We're going to do a couple of great podcasts and a really, you know, solid line of emails, love letters, journal prompts. That's it. And then you disappear. And then you don't post because you're not ready. The truth is, like, you don't want to face the silence if no one responds. And when someone does praise you, you're super uncomfortable, like you didn't earn it. Like, they might change their mind if they really see the real messy you. If you see me fighting for my life, are you really going to take anything I say seriously? I always say that I've showed you guys the real core truth, but have I? Because I've been lying to myself. You want to be seen, but you're afraid that being seen is going to come with that pressure, that misjudgment, that abandonment. And when we're talking to God, it's not from a place of peace. It's like panic. You're saying, God, I know you're with me. I say this every day. God, I know you're with me. But I feel like he's still waiting for me to get it together. Like, I'm not good enough. I'm not ready still. It doesn't matter how much I've been reading the Bible. I believe in the freedom. Deep down, I'm not fully convinced that I'm allowed to rest. I'm not fully convinced that I'm allowed to really have that peace and abundance, to have every promise. I'm not worthy of him really showing up for me. And how can I believe that when my whole life has taught me that love is earned through performance and sacrifice? I even use the Bible as sacrifice, right? And it did work out for the benefit of me today, okay? Because I was in one of those, like, definitely anger, short fuse, resentment was coming out of me. And I do like to practice the pause. So I was not reactive in any way today. I practiced a pause and I checked myself, right? Because I've had these words coming through loud and clear, solid, you know, but first seek the kingdom. First seek the kingdom. And when I've been hearing this, I keep thinking, well, that's got to do with my job. Right? It has to do with my job and what I'm going to do with, like, business structure. And it has to do with, like, you know, putting out the podcast and doing Bible study for a badass. I thought that's why I kept hearing this. And so today when I wake up with all these crazy emotions and I'm like, girl, we're going to blow up. Like, there's a ticking time bomb going off inside of me and I don't know if I can just hold it in. Right? Because I'm not reactive, but I'm feeling the feelings. And, I kept hearing that, like, seek the kingdom. And this was like my personal life. So I sat with it for a minute this morning. I sat in here. I read what God wanted me to read. And I didn't talk to him. I just kind of sat in silence. And it was, you know, it's not about what I should expect from someone else, right? So it definitely called me out in a way that no matter what we're doing or how we're navigating in our life, in our relationships, we want God to be the foundation. And I can't expect anybody to want to love, honor, or cherish me if I'm not waking up and loving and honor and cherishing my relationship with Christ. Ugh, I know. I know. Like, how many times this week did I put off reading the Bible? How many times this week did I not want to spend time with him? But then I'm going to expect my significant other to want to make it a priority to come and spend time with me. Put the kingdom first. Seek the kingdom first. Right? Because that's the real love. That's what you can count on, spending time with him, not putting it off for the expectations of other people. We are worthy. We are just carrying all of this weight in the form of the guilt, grief, pressure, people pleasing, spiritual striving, the shame, the fear of failure, the fear of success, emotional exhaustion, generational trauma. And we call it normal. I call it normal. I've said this is normal. It's normal. Maybe it's not normal. It's just familiar. It's what we know. We're not going to normalize this anymore. Okay? How do we drop it? We start acknowledging that it's there without judgment, without shame, without the need to fix it yet. You say it out loud. I am tired because I have been carrying too much. I am ready to release stuff that God never asked me to hold. I am not broken. I am just burdened, and I don't have to stay this way. I'm going to tell you, you are not weak. You are not crazy, and you are not failing. You are just full of the weight that it's finally time to burn. Like, I know I'm talking to you because you've had these thoughts. I'm so behind. No one really sees me. If I stop, it's all going to fall apart. I can't show how bad it really feels. Like, you're not lazy. You're not broken. This is emotional weight. It's crushing your joy. It's crushing your clarity. It's crushing your calling. You, the strong one, the one who always shows up, the one who was parentified as kids, the one, you know, who can lead and love and light up a room, but then you go home and you feel heavy and disconnected and incredibly alone and absolutely fucking hopeless. I cannot tell people. I think hopeless is absolutely the word. When I give so much to people and I have that minute by myself, it is that alone feeling, and it is hopeless. And you're doing this because at some point in your life, no one else did. So you like picked all this shit up and you never put it down. Brandon, what are you talking about? What did I pick up? Okay. The shame, the grief, the comparison, the responsibility for the people that hurt you, and the pressure to be unbreakable. It's that fear that if you stop performing, you'll lose love. It's the silent agreement that your worth comes from how much you will endure without complaining. You're carrying the story that says you're too much. You're carrying the trauma of being unseen and the belief that healing is for other people, but you have to stay strong. And that would definitely identify me as a coach. Is that I was here to help other people heal, but I would never get that healing because I always have to be strong. I have to be that stronger person. And you're carrying this stuff in your body. You're carrying it in your sleep. You're carrying it in your nervous system, in your binge cycles, in your overworking, in your overgiving, at your snapping at your kids, ghosting your business, freezing every time you're about to go next level. That's where it's showing up. It's showing up in your back when you wake up sore for no reason, in your eating habits, always swinging between control and chaos, in your prayer life where you want to trust God, but you still don't feel safe to rest. And this happened to you when you were little. You picked it up. Someone told you to be quiet, be strong, be nice, be grateful. And you felt unsafe being soft and messy and loud and emotional and honest. When you didn't get what you needed, you started the silent vow of, I will never let anyone see me weak again. You picked up the weight the moment you realized it wasn't just safe to be. And like, why are you still carrying it? We know this, right? Brandon knows this. I've gone through this. I've worked through this process. So why am I still carrying it? Because my mind thinks it's protecting me. Because at the end of the day, I really believe, you really believe, if I let go, if you let go, we're going to fall apart. If I stop being everything for everyone, I'm alone. If I shine too bright, they're going to tear me down. If I rest, I lose momentum because somewhere deep down, you still think love is earned through pain. Because no one taught you how to put the weight down and still be worthy. How do we release this? You name it out loud. On paper, okay? On paper, that is non-fucking-negotiable. In truth. And you just say the truth of all of this, all of these things I just said. I am carrying the guilt of never feeling good enough. I'm carrying my mom's disappointment. I'm carrying the weight of being everyone's rock when no one gives a fuck about me. No one. I don't even know the last time someone really genuinely checked in on me. No one, you know? I did have a kid text me. My husband said I was feeling sick. She did check on me. I'm just saying, you know, that's it. You bless it because the weight kept you alive and then you let it burn. Write the shit down. Bless it because that's how you survived. Holding on to all of that. And then you release it. Burn it physically if you have to. And then you have to create a new agreement that says that you are not responsible for the pain that shaped you. Okay, you're not responsible for the pain that shaped you. You are responsible for the freedom that is calling to you. Gotta give this back to you. I'm done defining myself by my survival. And you breathe. Not because the weight is gone yet, but because for the first time, you're not pretending it's not there. I am the queen of pretending the shit is not there. Okay? That's it. We hold on to this because it made it feel like we felt safe. And we know it's toxic. We know it's toxic, but that burden was a survival tool when you didn't know how else to protect yourself. Shame kept you so small, so no one expected too much. Perfectionism keeps you praised, so no one rejects you, and overgiving keeps you useful so that you're not abandoned. You carried it because it worked until it didn't. It's not working anymore. We believe we have to, like deep in our subconscious, okay? We programmed ourselves, and okay, I'm the queen of neuroplasticity. We can have this conversation later. I will weave that in this week. Somewhere deep down, we have told ourselves if we let go, we'll fall apart. If I'm not carrying it, who will? If I'm not strong, I won't be loved. That is not a belief from God. This comes from people who would benefit from you staying burdened. If I just let go of carrying all the weight, where does the relationship with my husband go? Where does the relationship with my kids go? Where does the relationship with anyone I talk to ever go? I feel like I will just disappear into the nether. Okay. I think what happens to that? So we have created this narrative of all of this because we don't want to feel the full truth. Especially because like if we when we start to unpack this, I'm going to tell you guys what this feels like because I've been going through it already. Okay. We don't want to feel the full truth. And when we unpack emotional weight, we have to face the fact that we weren't protected. You were not protected. You were overlooked. You've been pretending to be okay for years. And even the people you thought that could see you don't even know who the fuck you are. They've not seen you. And it's so terrifying because you're the one that everyone goes to for the strength. We hoard the heaviness. I am literally a hoarder of the heaviness. And then I say shit like, oh, I'm fine. It's fine. Everything's fine. I'm just tired. It's just a season. Bitch, we're on season 8. That's how many seasons I've been through that I've even been honest about in the past, however long I've had the podcast. Okay. It's just a season. God is testing me. Listen, that is not a test, bitch. That is a trap. God didn't put you there. Trauma did. You have to stop using spiritual or self-help language to cover what actually needs to be felt and faced. So like I caught myself going through this process of like, I'm just growing through this. I'm not. I'm still grieving the version of me who had to survive without support. I think about all the trauma that I have gone through and continue to face. Okay. I'm not growing through anything. I'm literally grieving and I haven't allowed myself to grieve because I haven't been fucking honest. I think I'm growing. I'm not. I'm adopting some toxic positive bullshit. I'm grieving so many things in my life right now. This is not about God refining me. I'm just holding on to pain from all the times I've been betrayed and never talked about it. I've talked about a few things. If I talked about all the betrayal, I mean, this podcast would go on long after I was dead. God is not refining you. You're holding on to shit that's not meant for you. This is something else I got called out on. I'm learning to surrender. No, I've been saying that for like, I don't even know how long. I'm sure it's going to come up in my memories and I'll just be embarrassed of like, you have to surrender. Bitch, I was probably telling you to do this a month ago. Really? I'm not surrendering shit. I'm literally living in fear of what happens if I'm truly seen. What happens? It's the brutal honesty. Okay. Like we're not here to pray it away. We're not here to manifest it away. We're not here to work it away. Just tell yourself the damn truth. Whether it's in a journal or in a voice memo, in the dark, wherever it is, tell the fucking truth. You're still carrying pain. I don't want to. But I haven't known how to stop until now, because you're listening to the Listen Bitch podcast, and I'm going to help you figure out how to get this pain to stop. Okay. That's it. You just need the crack in the door, the little crack in the door of knowing it's possible. We don't want to carry this. We want the light to come in. You're exhausted, not because you're weak, but you're holding all of this weight. And it doesn't always look like sadness. You know, it's that stuff of like, why can't I finish anything? Why do I always sabotage before it gets good? Why do I always hit a wall in my life? Why do I always miss a good deal? Patterns are symptoms. This stuff is not yours to carry. And you can never heal what you can't name. You just can't. Procrastination, what that really is the fear of being judged. Overworked, it's just you're trying to prove you're worthy of love. Numbing, food or alcohol, you are not safe to feel anything fully. Rage, that irritability, that is complete, incredible grief from being betrayed or being unseen. And when you're avoiding shit, it is the fear of failing in front of people who are saying you would never make it. I've lived my whole life just knowing that my procrastination was that just fear of being disqualified. Even heavy drinking, the times in my life of heavy drinking, it wasn't rebellion, it was regulation. Either feel something or feel nothing. Because I have carried so much that I am just in autopilot. I am numb. I am numb to people. I am numb to relationships. I'm numb to feelings. Or I feel everything and I can't handle it. Find the real burden, okay? The real burden under your go-to habit or emotion. And you guys have to do this work, okay? You have to do the work. You have to get the paper and you have to answer these questions. I want you to ask yourself, I carry the weight of what? Because I believe that blank makes me feel blank. I carry the weight of blank because I believe that blank, which makes me feel blank. Fill in the blanks. Excavate the bullshit, the lies. Why does it seem like strong, faith-filled women always carry the most? And they say, God gives the battles to the strongest warriors. Bullshit. I get it. Like, the most weight seems to land on people who feel called, the ones who walk with God, who light up the rooms, who carry everyone else's baggage with a smile. But no one ever stops to ask, like, hey, what are you carrying? Like, no one is helping. And we picked up that burden of shit. We weren't allowed to rest. So now we don't know how to stop. That God gives the hardest battles to his strongest soldiers. Now we have confused suffering with spiritual identity. And I feel like if I see you post this shit on Facebook, if I see someone else post, God gives the hardest battles to his strongest soldiers, I'm going to freak out. I'm going to call you out. I'm going to call you out. You're confusing suffering with spiritual identity, and you are mind fucking people out here who are literally just trying to survive. You were just taught that if you shine too bright, it makes other people uncomfortable. So you shrink and then you spiral and then you're on the loop of devil's lies. Being chosen does not mean you're a mule for generational pain. You got to have a detox for your heart. And that's why we're doing the burn it down inventory. Okay. I am going to make sure I write something up for you guys. maybe I can copy the transcripts and just literally put this in an email for you so you have a place to grab it, or I can get it in a PDF where you can have like this paperwork for your emotional inventory. Okay. The burn it down emotional inventory. Otherwise, just pause and rewind this and have your notebook and pen ready, whatever it takes for you to do this. But I want you to ask yourself this. What am I tired of pretending doesn't hurt? When I tell you guys how much I cried when I answered this question for myself, like, it's crazy. I mean, I've been tearing up this whole episode because the shit is, this is about as real, I think, as anybody can get. Okay. Whose opinion am I still living under? And what am I afraid will happen if I let go of control? What story about myself am I trying to prove wrong? What emotions do I still judge myself for feeling? And what am I carrying that God never asked me to hold? You know, 10 minutes of your life, you guys, and I'm going to tell you, this will propel you into a new version of you. This will start to lift the burden where you can start being honest about the way you're carrying so that we can release it. Okay. 10 minutes. Light some candles, maybe play some music, cry, cuss, whatever, write it all down. No edits. No theology, just truth, no bullshit, just the truth. And if it's something you don't want anybody to ever read again, then burn it. Like, physically burn it, okay? Write it down. And then you have to give yourself permission to release. But Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. But we're all out here dragging boulders in his name. That is not holiness. That is hustle trauma disguised as faith. You don't have to prove you're worthy anymore. You're already called. You're already chosen, and you're allowed to feel peace without earning it. If you're carrying a weight that is crushing your voice, your creativity, your joy, you have permission to lay it down, not just for your healing, but for your calling. Because people don't need your perfection. They need your freedom. They need your freedom. And if you're really feeling brave, I still have the Listen Bitch journal prompt group, the Listen Bitch podcast group on Facebook. You guys can post a pic of your journal page, whatever, the moment you did it. Throw in a hashtag of Burn It All Down podcast. Just for fun. So we can connect on that, you know? I know that shit's been heavy. It is time. It is time to let it down. If this episode hit different, it's not a coincidence, okay? That is a spark. That is your permission to stop dragging what God told you to drop. Burn the fake strength. Burn the old story. Burn the devil's lies that have you thinking healing has to look perfect. In this month of June, we are not asking for clarity. We're making space for it. Why don't you guys screenshot this episode? Tag me on Facebook or Instagram at Brandon Lynette, okay? You can email me too at BrandonLynette.com also. And tell me what you're burning down. I want the raw, the real, the stuff you thought you had to carry forever. Because you're allowed to evolve fast. You're allowed to grow loud. You're allowed to become unrecognizable, especially when fire isn't destruction, it's rebirth. It is rebirth. I'm going to tell you something. Jesus died for us so that we can be born again as many times as it takes to get our name in that book, to step into our potential and secure our forever. Rebirth. And you can do it as many times as you want. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Come ready. Bring some matches. I love you, bitches, and I missed you.